And we start the hour with an in-studio guest, and we are going to talk to Mr. Ziegler about one of what has become red letter events to plan for in the summer and even into the fall almost, the Three Trails Music Series. Mr. Ziegler, always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you, too. Absolutely. Let's assume for just a quick moment that some of our listeners aren't aware of what the Three Trails Music Series is. First of all, talk about the namesake. Why is it called what it's called?
Well, I mean, Muncie has three trails, well-known Cardinal Greenway Trail, White River Greenway Trail, and then the Muncie Arts and Culture Trail, which is still being built and is in progress. Mm-hmm. And when my wife and I were trying to think of a catchy name for the series, it just Muncie Three Trails Music Series sort of rolls off the tongue.
So certainly. That's,
and we like promoting other things in Muncie along with the music. I always talk about one of the trails or some business in Muncie when we have each of our concerts. So it's not just a vehicle to share music and promote music, but it's also vehicle to share things about Muncie.
First
about
one
Muncie.
Coming up in July?
The end of July.
Okay, we'll get to the rundown of who's coming, and you've got a really great rundown again. It'll happen at Cannon Commons in the downtown Muncie area. One of the other really neat things about this as far as a component of doing good stuff is it brings people together to downtown, and that's never a bad thing.
I completely agree. This is our 10th year of doing it, and all the concerts are completely free. And like you said, bringing people into downtown Muncie at Cannon Commons at that beautiful stage, it just seemed to make sense.
Absolutely. The Three Trails Music Series launching in late July. We'll get to the rundown in just a second with Mr. Ziegler live on WMUN's Delaware County Today, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and Alexa. Play WMUN. I'm sure you have an Alexa device, don't you, Mr. Ziegler?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you really?
No.
No. That's fine. The other thing I wanted to share with our listeners is the background of you in that record store owner. That's how your love of music, I believe, was built and got even greater, huh?
Well, I had a love of music from when I was a little kid. Played music. And
who were your favorite artists when you were a kid?
Well, I mean, given my age, the Beatles, the Stones, mid-60s stuff. Saw Jimi Hendrix in Muncie.
Really? At the fairgrounds?
Yep, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Isn't that wild to think? Jimi Hendrix was it the Memorial Building then? I don't even know what it was called.
Teen America Building is what it was called.
Okay, yeah. Great. Gosh, look at your smile. I wish the radio is great, but I wish everybody could see his smile right now. As you said, saw Hendrix. Okay. I saw you brighten up there. But your love of music, then it built into record store. And
right. I mean, actually, I got it after trying to make a career as a professional musician for a while. Well, our band opened for U2 on their first tour, and we opened for Elvis Costello and Los Lobos and bands like that, but we didn't make it.
What did you play?
Drums. Okay. And I was a songwriter.
Wow. See, I didn't even know. I've seen you a million times. I didn't even know that part. I love this.
But then I went back to school, got a degree, and moved to Salt Lake City, and that's where I was going to practice clinical psychology. But I couldn't find a good record store. And Salt Lake City has a million people in it. And so I thought, there's not a good record store here. I could do this. My wife supported me, and that's how I opened the record store. Wasn't in my plans, but that happened. And then moved back to Indiana in 2001, just picked up the store and moved it along with two of my employees, one of which I sold the store to her and her husband in 2013 when I moved back up to Muncie. And I knew when I sold the store that the one thing I was really going to miss was turning people on to music that they might not have heard before. That's where I got my kicks in running a record store. It wasn't stocking records and figuring all that out. So I thought, well, I promoted a few concerts in Indianapolis in my time. Maybe I could do it in Muncie, in downtown. So I did the work, raised the money, and I want to say this is all privately raised money from local foundations and businesses. There are no tax dollars involved in this. It's the generosity of local Munsonians that are behind this series. And I always promote that. the series, too. It's an amazing thing.
It's a great thing to promote. There's a lot of good, kind-hearted people and businesses and foundations, et cetera, in Muncie, Delaware County specifically. We are really blessed.
Muncie is number one in the state in amount of money given based on our population. You know, per capita, we are the most generous and philanthropic community in the entire state.
That's incredible. All right, let's get into the music now. This is the Three Trails music series starting in late July. How many shows this year?
Four.
Okay, four shows starting. Let's just go through the list here.
Well, one thing I want to say is,
is
that a key feature of the series, which is very intentional, is that we feature artists who span the gamut of styles of music. In our 10 years, we've had people from bluegrass, blues, country, Americana, gospel, soul, jazz, R&B, world, mariachi, Cajun, brass band, and folk have all been a part of Muncie Three Trails music series. And I'm very proud of the series. It's completely unique in Indiana. It's one of the few in the entire country where you're going to see critically acclaimed artists in a completely free series. That just doesn't happen.
It's a big deal, folks.
Yeah, and by critically acclaimed, talking Grammy winners, nominees, artists like we've had James McMurtry, we've had Bela Fleck, we've had Asleep at the Wheel, Iris DeMent, Junior Brown, Steel Drivers, and then this year, Tommy Castro and Michael Cleveland are a part of it.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Okay, let's start with the July show first.
Yep. On Saturday, July 29th, is award-winning blues artist Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. This is their second appearance at the series. He really wowed the crowd the last time. And I was talking about local funding. This particular concert is sponsored by the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County.
Okay, and then we're on.
And I keep saying that our artists are critically acclaimed, and for Tommy Castro, it's certainly true. In 2022, he won the Blues Music Awards B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award, which is considered one of the highest honors, and his latest album won the 2022 Award for Album of the Year. And his band won for Band of the Year. That's the opening concert.
Then we're on to August 12, is that right?
That's right, and those are bluegrassers, the Poe Ramblin' Boys. This is their first appearance in Muncie, and they put on a great show, which is indicated by they've been nominated multiple times by the International Bluegrass Music Association for Entertainer of the Year. And their latest album was Toil, Tears, and Trouble on Rounder Records. Got a Grammy nomination for Best Bluegrass Album. So we're really looking forward to this show.
Then we're on to August 25 then?
That's a Friday night.
Okay.
And that's Michael Cleveland, and that's in Flamekeeper, and that concert's sponsored by Ball State University. And Michael Cleveland is, simply put, considered to be one of the best bluegrass violinists, or fiddler, as he likes to say, of his generation. He's a 12-time winner of the International Bluegrass Music Association's Fiddler of the Year Award. His group has won six times for Band of the Year. His 2018 album was nominated for a Grammy, and in 2019, he won that award for Best Bluegrass Album. But very notably, in 2022, he received the rare honor of being named a National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellow, joining Bill Monroe, his idol and the father of bluegrass, to receive that accolade. And this year, he's just exploded with his new album, Love Into the Game. He was featured in the New York Times. He is one of the reasons why the Muncie Three Trails music series exists.
Rick Ziegler, who is our guest this morning on WMUN's Delaware County Today. We're talking about the Three Trails music series. MuncieJournal.com and our radio newscasts have talked about this when the release came out a couple weeks ago or something like that. But we wanted to have you in the studio to talk about your excitement for this series. September 9 is the fourth show.
That's right, and that's the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio. They're a soul jazz group in the style of like Booker T and the MGs and Motown. They throw in a little Jimi Hendrix cosmic guitar in that. He's had three chart-topping Billboard jazz albums. really looking forward to this show.
You mentioned some of the sponsors. I know the underwriter of the whole thing, and any other sponsors please do.
I forgot that concert, the Devil and Lamar concert, is sponsored by the local law firm, Defer Verand.
Okay, very good. Right. Which is right there next to the place. They'll probably upstairs
watching. That's what they do. They watch from the roof.
That's great.
Exactly what they do.
That's great. And then overall funding, you mentioned foundations, et cetera.
The Ball Brothers Foundation, George and Francis Ball Foundation, Sherman and Marjorie Ziegler Foundation. And then, local stores like Normandy Flower Shop, Rundell Ernstberger, Downtown Farm Stand, Peck and Paw Financial Group, Magna, Raymond James. I don't want to leave any out here, so I'm looking.
I got
1925
you.
Pub House, J. Crew, Brooklawn Lawn Services, Open Door Health Services helped sponsor this series. First Merchants Private Wealth Advisors, Weidinger, Farmhouse Creative. They've all contributed. They make it possible. That's where the money comes from, to pay the artists.
And if anybody wants more information or they want to get these dates saved on their calendar, tell them where to go find out.
Go to Muncie3Trails.com. You'll find bios of all the bands as well as a video and audio clips. You can take a listen and see if it's something you want to come down to. But what I'm most proud of is that, first of all, we have a really great family atmosphere. So I really want
all
to encourage people to
bring your blanket,
bring the families,
bring your picnic with, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it's a great atmosphere. I'm
good,
very
clean,
happy.
Good family fun, and
yes.
And as you said, it's free for everybody,
which is
great. Yep. Awesome. Rick, always good to see you. Thanks. Sorry, it's been too long since our last time. We'll do this more often.
Thanks,
I understand
Steve.
You're involved with some other things, too, that we're going to have you back for sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely.
Be great.
Rick Ziegler from the Three Trails Music Series, our guest this morning as we continue through the hour on the new WMUN.